Deuteronomy, chapter 14. You are the sons of Yahweh your God, you will not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your God, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a people for his own possession, above all peoples who are on the face of the earth. You will not eat any disgusting thing. These are the beasts which you may eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat. The hart, and the gazelle, and the roebuck, and the wild goat, and the pygarg, and the antelope, and the chamois. And every beast that parts the hoof, and has the hoof cloven in two, and chews the cud, among the beasts, that may you eat. Nevertheless these you will not eat of those that chew the cud, or of those that have the hoof cloven, the camel, and the hare, and the coney, because they chew the cud but part not the hoof, they are unclean to you. And the swine, because he parts the hoof but chews not the cud, he is unclean to you, of their flesh you will not eat, and their carcasses you will not touch. These you may eat of all that are in the waters, whatever has fins and scales may you eat. And whatever does not have fins and scales you will not eat, it is unclean to you. Of all clean birds you may eat. But these are those of which you will not eat, the eagle, and the gyre eagle, and the osprey. And the gled, and the falcon, and the kite after its kind. And every raven after its kind. And the ostrich, and the nighthawk, and the sea mew, and the hawk after its kind. The little owl, and the great owl, and the horned owl. And the pelican, and the vulture, and the cormorant. And the stork, and the heron after its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat. And all winged creeping things are unclean to you, they will not be eaten. Of all clean birds you may eat. You will not eat of anything that dies of itself, you may give it to the sojourner who is inside your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to a foreigner, for you are a holy people to Yahweh your God. You will not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. You will surely tithe all the increase of your seed, that which comes forth from the field year by year. And you will eat before Yahweh your God, in the place which he will choose to make his name stay there, the tithe of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the firstborns of your herd and of your flock, that you may learn to fear Yahweh your God always. And if the way is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it, because the place is too far from you, which Yahweh your God will choose, to set his name there, when Yahweh your God will bless you. Then you will turn it into silver, and bind up the silver in your hand, and will go to the place which Yahweh your God will choose. And you will bestow the silver for whatever your soul desires, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatever your soul asks of you, and you will eat there before Yahweh your God, and you will rejoice, you and your household. And the Levite who is inside your gates, you will not forsake him, for he has no portion nor inheritance with you. At the end of every three-year period you will bring forth all the tithe of your increase in the same year, and will lay it up inside your gates. And the Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, and the sojourner, and the fatherless, and the widow, who are inside your gates, will come, and will eat and be satisfied, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do.